Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A second arrest has been made in a Northeast Iowa investigation of alleged sexual abuse of underage females. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Chase Hageman of Independence surrendered himself Wednesday on one count of third-degree sexual abuse of a victim at least 4 years younger, a Class C felony, plus two counts of grooming and two counts of enticing a minor under 16 for sexual purpose, all Class D felonies. He's also charged with dissemination of obscene material, a serious misdemeanor. According to court documents, Independence Police began an investigation January 14th after a 14-year-old female victim came to them to report sexual abuse that allegedly occurred at Hageman's residence on January 9th. Their investigation accuses Hageman of having sex with the girl who he met through social media. On January 16th, a minor child acquaintance of the alleged victim came to the police with a video on a cell phone that recorded a conversation between Hageman and his fiancée, 19-year-old Liliana Koenigs, also of Independence, and two minors on January 12th. IPD alleges Koenigs was involved in the production, dissemination, and possession of images and videos depicting child exploitation. She was arrested February 24th on two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, producing Class B felonies, four counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, promoting Class C felonies, plus one count each of dissemination of obscene material and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Koenigs entered a not guilty plea last Thursday and is slated for a preliminary hearing next Tuesday in Fayette County District Court. After turning himself in, Hageman posted bail of $15,000. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing March 20th. An Illinois woman who helped her boyfriend steal more than a dozen firearms in Northeast Iowa will serve more than 3 years in federal prison. Information from the plea and sentencing hearing showed that 30-year-old Jenna Wells of Silvis, Illinois, was living in Waterloo and was in a relationship with Justin Barnes when in June 2024, they stole 15 guns from an unoccupied house in Waterloo. Wells acted as a lookout while Barnes stole the guns. Investigators say Barnes then tried to sell the guns and, during a traffic stop on June 10, 2024, Waterloo police located several of the stolen firearms in Barnes' backpack. Wells attempted to hide the bag from officers during the traffic stop by pulling it to where she was sitting in the car. Officers then searched Wells' home twice. In the first search, she lied about stolen guns in the home. When officers returned a second time and found additional stolen firearms, she falsely denied knowing the guns were there. Last September, Wells pleaded guilty to possession of stolen firearms. And this week, she was sentenced in federal court in Cedar Rapids to 41 months in federal prison and served a 3-year term of supervised release after prison. Wells is being held in United States Marshals custody until she can be transported to a federal prison. Barnes has also pleaded guilty in the case and is scheduled to be sentenced on May 1st. The case was investigated by a federal task force composed of Waterloo Police, the FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, with assistance from the Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office and Cedar Falls Police. Four Iowa community colleges, including Nyack and Mason City, have been awarded nearly $4 million combined in competitive grants through the state's Career Academy Incentive Fund. Nyack gets $1 million to establish a regional center within its main campus in Mason City that serves students from six school districts. Plans call for the construction of a dedicated building for its Dental Hygiene Career Academy, renovate existing space for the Electrical Technology Career Academy, and update its Agriculture and Machinist Career Academies. Nyack President Joel Pedersen said, "This investment is a powerful step forward for Nyack and the communities we serve. Expanding our career academies means more high school students will have the opportunity to earn college credit, explore high-demand careers, and gain hands-on experience while still in school. We're grateful for the state's support as we strengthen partnerships with local school districts and employers to build a skilled workforce and create even more pathways for students to find their future right here in North Iowa." Officials say work-based learning attainment is at an all-time high in the state, with 45% of all Iowa high school seniors from the class of 2025 achieving at least one work-based learning experience while in high school. Student participation is up nearly 20 percentage points over the last 2 years, increasing from 25.5% in 2023 to 31.7% in 2024, and again 45% in 2025. New Hampton High School will serve as host for an opportunity fair tomorrow, with some 900 area students expected to participate.
So we have four different schools, I believe, coming: Turkey Valley, Sumner Fred, Cresco, and us, obviously. Along with the fact that we have New Hampton's middle school students as well, 7th and 8th grade, I believe.
That's New Hampton junior Emma Elliott, who says students could come out of the fair with a job like she did her freshman year. Senior Sophia Gastaldi says they'll have more than 60 vendors on hand.
We have different colleges
going from Capri College in Cedar Falls to Iowa Hawkeye. And then we have businesses of all kinds. We have daycares, we have businesses, and we also have the military and different organizations in our town.
For Gastaldi, New Hampton is her hometown away from home as a foreign exchange student from Italy.
I am doing very well. I arrived here around 7 months ago now, and everybody has been very nice to me. I'm really enjoying my time here. I'm experiencing different things every day, and I feel like I'm living my year abroad the best way possible.
The Opportunity Fair, a project in conjunction with Iowa Big North, runs from 8:15 to 11:30 tomorrow morning in the New Hampton High School gym. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.